This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A number of things I need to address briefly. This court at the Big 12 basketball tournament is wacky. Look at that court, B.
It's weird. Look.
It's weird. That was one. Two, I think I just about blew Poet's mind. You know how they're playing music from different stations in the men's room now?
Uh-huh.
An overnight scenario came on, and I was hyped to it, and I went by the PGC studio and told her that, and she just died laughing. I don't think she was prepared for me to drop that on her. And then lastly, caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets to go to a concert. You get to see the Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion, Summer of Discontent Tour, Tuesday, August 12th at Pier 6 in Baltimore with special guests the Mainliners. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067. Jeff, you got a band called the Mainliners in Baltimore? Isn't that kind of poor taste?
It don't sound too good.
All right. Speaking of things that don't sound too good, I just want to play this audio and let everybody draw their own conclusions. The first person speaking here is a fellow by the name of Connor Orr with Sports Illustrated.
I did not like Washington's free agency at all. I hate the idea of microwaving this process, just being like, oh, okay, we made it to the NFC title game. Let's get Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, and let's trade away all of our picks for veteran guys, and it's not 2010 anymore. Like, it doesn't necessarily work that way. And now you're putting a lot on Jaden Daniels' plate. And for everybody that's telling me, well, you have to strike while the iron's hot, that's what the Jets said with Mark Sanchez. That's what the Eagles said with Carson Wentz. And it ended up just overloading these guys, and then they were never the same.
And this is going to be like what's fascinating about it is we'll get to watch it. You know, are you going to be better off if you're Kansas City holding on to your draft picks and signing Jalen Moore and projecting him to play left tackle for you? Are you going to be better off if you're Tennessee overpaying Dan Moore to play left tackle for you and holding on to your picks? Or is Washington going to be better off getting an established guy and, you know, draining draft picks, not just from this year, but next year too?
So the second voice there was Albert Breer with a much more reasoned response. Let me get the beginning of that again and just stop it when Connor Orr finishes. You can stop it right there, Jeff.
Like Washington's free agency at all. I hate the idea of microwaving this process, just being like, oh, okay, we made it to the NFC title game. Let's get Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, and let's trade away all of our picks for veteran guys, and it's not 2010 anymore. Like, it doesn't necessarily work that way. And now you're putting a lot on Jaden Daniels' plate. And for everybody that's telling me, well, you have to strike while the iron's hot, that's what the Jets said with Mark Sanchez. That's what the Eagles said with Carson Wentz. And it ended up just overloading these guys, and then they were never the same.
And this
Brian?
Carson Wentz was on his way to winning an MVP.
Yeah.
And was playing terrific. And that wasn't his first year, right?
No.
Mark Sanchez just proved that he won. He went to two AFC championship games, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he proved that overall, as it went on, that he wasn't that guy. Jaden, I think, is ahead of both of those guys already in his mental preparation. So it's not 2010 where you allow guys to just sit forever. Okay? So he's playing. If you got a quarterback who can handle it, and that's what he's about, you go with it. So I don't understand. Like, he said, giving up all your draft picks. They had eight of them when they started. What, they got now six? But you do have players on your squad now that can play. So it's not one way to do this thing. I don't think back then everybody did it the same way. I don't think right now everybody does it the same way. But if you're in a position to go get something that's going to help you, you know, speed this process up, you go get it.
I also think the settings around free agency have just changed dramatically, man. I just don't think it's at all the same. And I think because of that, it's, you have to be more aggressive in trades.
Yeah.
I just saw this. Mike Giardi, I think, is where I saw it from. One of the Boston guys, Doug Kayed, pardon me, writes for the Boston Herald, covers the Patriots. One assistant general manager on Milton Williams, who looks like a good player, but he's young. Very few of these dudes that were available in free agency were young, truly coming off a rookie deal. An unnamed assistant general manager on Milton Williams' four-year, $104 million contract with the Patriots. The Milton deal is a tax on him being the one young, good player on the market. Free agency has changed. You can't, dude, the question is, would you rather have Laremy Tunsil that you end up giving up a second and a four next year? You paid some freight on that. Would you rather have Laremy Tunsil, who is a known commodity star, or pay Dan Moore $50 million guaranteed, four-year, $82 million, right? Dan Moore gave up the most sacks as a left tackle in the NFL last year. He finished with 12 sacks allowed, recorded 21 penalties, 11 holds. So if you prefer to build this way, you sign Dan Moore and you're probably going to, it sure seems like, considering Tennessee has done nothing at quarterback this cycle, they're about to draft Cam Ward. Or you're signing Dan Moore to protect Will Levis, whatever it is. You prefer that avenue to trading for Tunsil when you've got Jaden Daniels and you still allow yourself the cap flexibility in 2 years when Jaden's number comes up to make more moves as needed?
Hey, man. Some people are going to find stuff to go at. What did he want?
The Debo trade, to call that microwaving something.
That's not microwaving anything.
You have to pay the roster bonus. I understand that. But if you just get Debo's production from last year, that's worth it.
Hey, man.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We have that.
What do you think when you hear that, dude?
I think he can't make this. He can make the assumption, but you should not hold what happened with other teams on the different regiments against a guy with his team now, because Dan Quinn wasn't on none of those teams. Dan Quinn wasn't the head of any of those teams where they did any of that. And you don't know if it's going to work or not.
But he's saying they were never the same. Like, Sanchez went to two AFC championship games.
You can point that out all you want.
I'm going to point it out.
I'm not saying quarterback wins. I am all the way out on making a comparison between Mark Sanchez and Jaden.
And Jaden, yeah,
all listen. The way out. No, regardless of how many title game trips,
I am directly. I'm attacking his mindset. When did Carson Wentz just go in and not act like he can play at first? He was playing terrific when he got hurt. What year was that? Second or third?
Carson's second season is when he appeared to be on his way to an MVP award.
So, but
that was 20. I think the Eagles ended up winning the Super Bowl anyway. That was 2017.
But what he's saying makes no sense. He named guys that were not.
Yeah, when did they overload Wentz? Because after was not that, in it was the
same,
injury.
It was not in the same situation. So this is what I'm saying. See, this is what happens on radio, happens on TV, happens on podcasts. People just say a lot of stuff, and they're never questioned on it. I would love to ask him directly, where the hell did they overload those two dudes? And I promise you he won't have an answer. But see, no one is calling him to say that.
I have a tough time with that one on a lot of different levels. I don't know, man. I just don't get the comps whatsoever, and I just think it's silly. If you don't like Washington's free agency thus far, I think you can make a pretty rational argument. Like, there's some logic to that argument. If you think they gave up too much for Tunzel and you got to build long term and you give up that many draft picks, okay, I can get that. If you think Kinlaw is too much cash, I can wrap my head around that. I don't necessarily agree with it, especially the Tunzel part, but I can conceptualize that. But an argument that you're concerned that Jaden Daniels will go by the way of Mark Sanchez and Carson Wentz. Sanchez, they just never moved the ball in that offense. And Rex Ryan, as the boss of the Jets, was okay with that because the defense was so nasty. Wentz was quite good. Then the injuries stacked up. Then all the weird stuff continued to happen. Like, that was its own unique track. And I don't know. I don't know. White Brian, what do you hear there? Because to me, that just is an egregiously bad take. You cannot like the performance in free agency thus far, but the quarterback comparisons I just find ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a very bad take, and I think it's just one of those things where it's easier to have a hot take and say something's going to go wrong and that be right than say something's going to go extremely right and be proven right.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've followed some of that dude's work, and it's always... It rarely is close to kind of conventional wisdom. There's usually a lot to it. But I don't know. I have a tough time with that one. I almost want to open the phone lines up. I know we don't have time because we have Paris. But let the world hear my guy Connor Orr one more time. And then I'm going to let
Connor
him hear,
Orr, one let, finger salute.
I did not like Washington's free agency at all. I hate the idea of microwaving this process, just being like, oh, okay, we made it to the NFC title game. Let's get Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil and let's trade away all of our picks for veteran guys and bop. It's not 2010 anymore. Like, it doesn't necessarily work that way. And now you're putting a lot on Jaden Daniels' plate. And for everybody that's telling me, well, you have to strike while the iron's hot, that's what the Jets said with Mark Sanchez. That's what the Eagles said with Carson Wentz. And it ended up just overloading these guys, and then they were never the same.
And this is going to be like,
I have to ask you a question. This dude sounded like he was 10 years old in 2010.
I don't know how old he is. I do know this. If any of our audience wants to tweet him at Connor Orr, ConorOrr. I don't buy that whatsoever. I think the free agency kind of stinks now, and you generally build through trades and the draft. And I think
he's two N's, one N.
C-O-N-O-R, just one N, and then O-R-R. I don't think The only microwave I would say is if you think they gave up too much for Tunsil, because then you won't be able to draft him later. And that's just not how I view that, because what if you answered left tackle for the next 5 years? What if he plays well this year, you're able to get a deal done next year that you can afford Jaden with? Like, isn't that what allowed Purdy to have so much success, is that they found Trent Williams and Sam Fran?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
I mean, dude, whatever you think about Jalen Hurts, you know what helps him a lot?
Maybe
that,
if he
that
had
offensive
just,
line is
maybe
excellent.
If he had just looked at some other teams that's doing it right now, he would have never said nothing about 2010.
Is that a shot at the previous way the Skins were ran?
I don't know. You don't have to go all the way to 2010 to get that.
Right, but I just wonder if that's where he's going, like, oh, like Washington doesn't need to do it like they used to in the old days. That's the only real thing I can
Brian
think Cole of.
Brian Coleman's just, we say, that guy's an idiot. Middle finger to him, just like you said.
Monty Coleman?
No, Brian Coleman.
Oh, all right. I thought you said Monty Coleman. I was like, damn, Monty's listening? When we come back, I'm excited to talk. We're going to New Orleans because I'll be walking in New Orleans. Matt Parrish joins the program next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost Tokens. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, and the ones that refuse to go quietly. Listen, every year we always see the favorites, but there's always going to be some of those smaller teams. Mid-majors come in and upset them. I think ride with the mid-majors early on, you'll make you some money. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C., opt-in required, wager of at least plus 100 odds required, bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.